My mother was a big fan of assigning copying and sentences as punishment. I have hand-copied the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, passages from the Encyclopedia, and definitions of certain words from the dictionary, and on several occasions when I had really pushed her too far, Jonathan Swift's A Modest Proposal. But one of her favorite pieces of writing to assign me to copy out 10 times or more at a sitting was Rudyard Kipling's instructive poem, If. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting. Or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating. And yet, don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master. If you can think and not make thoughts your aim. If you can meet with triumph and disaster. And treat both those impostors just the same. If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again from your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve you long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, and if all men count with you but none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run. Yours is the earth and everything in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son. It is the basis of a moral compass that I think most parents would like to pass on to their children. It is also the perfect summation of my life since my mother passed away 4 years ago. Have I met with each challenge with the behavior and strength of character that I would wish? No. None of us have. Not even close. But each of the tests that Kipling named, I have encountered, and some with more surprise and pain than others. The core message of this poem can be summed up in the oft-cited parental refrain of, "And if all your friends jumped off a bridge, would you do it too?" Just because it's fashionable, just because it's what everyone is doing, what everyone thinks is great, just because everyone says it's true, doesn't mean it's right. So easy to say, so hard to learn. So much harder to live. But at the end of the day, what we have are the lives we have lived. Lives that either demonstrate the person you are, the person I am, or the person I'm not. And no lie can change that, only obscure it for a while. No triumph or disaster can fix or destroy us. Only temper us like a sword in the making, or show us to be the imposters that we are. If we have lived a life we are proud of, that will speak louder about who we are than anything else. Who you are, who I am.